Dilworth Park at Philadelphia's City Hall boasts new attractions, including greenery, a cafe, and a fountain that becomes an ice skating rink in winter. But the redesigned space also draws attention to older works of art and a family that made its mark on the city for nearly a century. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, one need only to look up.
Alexander Milne Calder, born in 1846, crafted over 200 figures for City Hall, which is topped by his 23-ton, 37-foot-tall statue of William Penn. During a cleaning in 2007, conservator David Kahn took us to the very top of Penn's hat.
And we can pop the top off so you can see how he's built in sections. There's 47 sections of castings that are flange bolted together on the inside. So then they could put them up here. They couldn't put them up here in one piece.
From what was for years the tallest point in the city, one can look down at Logan Square's Swan Fountain, whose figures were sculpted by Calder's son, Alexander Sterling Calder. Up the Benjamin Franklin Parkway is the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the home of the large mobile, Ghost, created by his grandson, also named Alexander Calder, but known as Sandy. Sandy Calder also created what are in effect tiny sculptures, jewelry.
He just grew up with all of this legacy of sculpture. He couldn't help it. He was making stuff out of everyday objects and scraps.
Philadelphia Museum of Art Curator of American Art, Kathleen Foster.
All of them, in a way, are very interested in public art. And I think Calder grew into that, coming out of his background as an engineer and a kind of playful sense of art as part of daily life.
Sandy Calder, who died in 1976, was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.